Jennifer Johnson basically homeschools her kids, first grader Annika and fifth grader Gabriel.
Hi, Jennifer.
We're here. You made it.
So yeah. What exactly are they doing here in a public school classroom at Edmonds Heights K-12? Well, it's complicated.
It's really challenging to explain. Well, we do a parent partnership program through our school district. We go to an alternative school, and it's just easier to say we're homeschooled.
Parent partnerships are a kind of hybrid. The kids come to class a day or two a week and learn at home with Jennifer the rest of the time. It falls under the state's Alternative Learning Experience program, along with online schools. For Gabriel, it's meant a chance to sidestep some parts of the traditional school that were tripping him up and build his classwork around his passions.
He'd get up and he'd start doing origami in the morning, and then I'd have to make him stop and go to school. And so it felt really sad just to have to stop that exploration. And that was one of the factors that sent us in this direction.
The Johnsons trekked over here from Linwood to consult teacher Nancy Chang about Gabriel's math curriculum.
Catch.
As soon as she hears about his origami fixation, she tosses him a multicolored paper cube.
I like to do origami with my students, too, and geometrical shapes, so cubes and icosahedrons and things like that. Gabriel, how many pieces of origami paper do you think this is?
16.
Washington's alternative learning program is designed to give parents and teachers flexibility to educate kids who learn differently, like Gabriel. About 35,000 students take part across the state, a diverse group with many different reasons for wanting an alternative to a normal school. They're enrolled in regular school districts, which are then given freedom to offer them a non-traditional education. But that freedom, say lawmakers, officials, and auditors, has allowed some of those districts to go astray. Dozens are under scrutiny for gaming the system and taking advantage of taxpayers. State Representative Ross Hunter says at the heart of the problem are the state payouts.
The money from the state comes in a chunk. You either get it or you don't. If the educational program that you're providing to that kid is a $200 program and you're bringing in $5,000 or whatever it is from the state, you have a really big incentive to bring in a lot of kids.
Now throw in this factor. Districts that run ALE programs can enroll kids from anywhere in the state, so they wind up competing for students. State Superintendent Randy Dorn says some have tried to lure students with lavish perks.
There were concerns that some of these were paying for private horseback riding lessons, private music lessons. If you signed up for a certain program, that you got a stipend for $1,200. Do those feel right? So we're trying to correct those in our new bill moving forward.
Actually, the legislature already cracked down on some of those practices, including the stipends. That had a big impact on districts like the tiny Valley School District north of Spokane, which operates one of the state's largest online schools. Valley would reimburse their far-flung students for private instruction in their own communities, ballet in Yakima or kayaking in Gig Harbor. That's all ended, but Valley Superintendent Mark Selly says it just demonstrates the bind he's in. How do you offer gym class or drama over the computer?
Educationally, I think it was the wrong thing to do to sacrifice fine arts and physical education altogether because of isolated abuses.
Officials say the crackdown still hasn't stamped out some of the extravagances, and Dorn and others plan to tighten up the rules even further. Those reform efforts come even as state auditors put the screws to districts with ALE programs. Last year, they found 53 school districts had significant problems with their records, to the point where the auditor said many couldn't justify the headcount they were charging the state for. That meant districts had overcharged the state by almost $27 million. Valley School District was dinged for almost $4 million over 2 years. Superintendent Selly concedes some problems with the records, but he says the state is being heavy-handed.
I do believe that the auditor was overzealous, and I believe that the findings are attributable to the fact that there's a problem with the system.
Valley serves just about 250 students in regular classrooms, compared with nearly 800 in its virtual academy. The online school brings in more than three times as much state money. Representative Ross Hunter says paying school districts a flat fee and letting them compete for what amounts to customers just sets up incentives to cut corners.
We're going to have to do a thoughtful discussion on how this system works this year. We want a system that deals with online and blended education, which is a very, very compelling set of technology, but done in a way that doesn't create distortions in the funding model that cause people to have bad behavior.
With the research and technology still evolving, policymakers have to make room for new, non-traditional models of learning. but they also have to balance accountability to the taxpayers footing the bill. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.